Hello, everyone. What a blessing it is to be here with you today. I'm Sister Laura. Welcome to Faith School. Today, I'd like to share an unusual revelation on the topic of faith from a covenant point of view. Now, if you stick around long enough, you'll understand why covenant is the foundation to how to walk in faith. And I know that you will be blessed. So if you have your pen and paper ready, let's get started. Our scripture reference comes from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Recently, I was in a time where I had a particular need in my life, and I went to the Word of God, and I did a keyword search in my Bible concordance on that particular need. And do you know that over 200 scriptures came in my Bible concordance on that one thought, that one keyword? So what I did was I began to find a comfortable place. And I sat down, I wrote down my need, and I had my pen and my paper, my spiral notebook set off to the side, ready, expecting to learn about my need that I had. And as I began to read them out loud, the time that went by was about a half an hour. And all of a sudden, I received a revelation on what I was reading. And it was at that very moment that thoughts came to me on what to do. And what was so interesting to me is that when that revelation came and those thoughts came, I literally heard a voice on the inside say to me, "Are you listening?" Now, this voice was on the inside of me, was so clear, I could never mistake that I heard that voice. And as I listened, the moment that revelation came, I had a supernatural knowing that what I was looking for, what I needed, was created. Even though I couldn't physically see, I knew that it was already created. So what I did was I wrote down my experience. And I don't know if you've ever had an experience like that. Maybe you can write, leave your comments, and let me know. But one of the things that I did is after I wrote my experience down in my spiral notebook, I went up and I opened up my concordance and I began to study the meaning of faith. The first thing that we understand that faith is not on the outside. You see, I've always been taught take. I've always been taught claim it. I've always been taught say it. I've always been taught speak it. But this time it was a little bit different. I was speaking the Word of God. You see, that's our scripture today. through faith we understand that the worlds are framed by the Word of God. So faith is on the inside. It's not on the outside. Take it, claim it, call for it, tell it to come. Faith is on the inside, it's inward certainty. And you know why it's on the inside? Because we live on the inside of God. The Father in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says was in Christ, and he brought back unto himself his redeemed inheritance, that's you and me, and he did it through Christ. So we were joined through the elements of covenant, which are in Christ, blood, water, spirit. And when the Father brought us back into himself through Christ, he gave us a position of rest. And that position's called righteousness. Now, righteousness is more than right standing with God. Righteousness is where everything I need is joined to me through Christ. It was given by the Father, all supply. And it was joined to me through Christ. Isn't that an unusual revelation? Even the supply that we need in life is joined inside of us. That's why the word faith here means to be born of. Isn't that amazing? The word faith means to be born of. It means to be an extension of. So we have the faith of the Father, we have the faith of the Son, we have the faith of the Holy Spirit. So we are an extension of the faith of the Godhead. Why? Because we are joined. We live inside. And everything, all supply, is already joined to us. That's why I heard the voice inside. Are you listening? So faith is inside of us, which means that covenant comes first, being joined to God through blood, water, spirit. And as we're joined to God, and as we're reading the Word of God, the Word is quickened inside of us. Now, what's so interesting to me about this is that this quickening work, I remember I heard the voice, are you listening? This quickening work is when we receive a revelation, I believe it's the Knox translation, K-N-O-X, it says it is literally the Father or God laying hold of our words. And when he lays hold of our words, Jesus speaks through us, by him, through him, all things are created, by him, through him, all things are made. See, we have to understand that the Word is Jesus. That's why I love this scripture so much. It says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. That's Jesus. So when we read the Word of God, we are speaking in agreement with Jesus. He's the head, we're the body. So when the Father lays hold of our words and quickens our words, that's when Jesus speaks the words that we speak, and that's why revelation comes. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that powerful? See, before we just were reading the word, we were taking it, we were claiming it, we were saying it's mine. We were trying to live by faith and not by sight, but we didn't have the revelation of covenant to know that it's already joined to us because of covenant, and that the faith that we have is the faith of the Father, the faith of the Son, the faith of the Holy Spirit, and it's already joined to us on the inside. So as we speak the Word of God, we don't just start at the book of Genesis and read all the way through the book of Revelation. No, when we speak the Word of God, we gather a topic of what we need, and we begin to speak it, but we don't speak it on the outside of us. We're not speaking it so somewhere in the earth it'll be drawn to our words, and our words will draw in what we need. No. When we speak it, we speak it with Christ in us, with Jesus, because He's the Word. That's why faith means agreement. And so Jesus, who lives in us, is waiting for the Father to lay hold of our words, to quicken our words through His faith. And when He does, Jesus speaks the words that we speak, and that's when we receive revelation. That's when we receive the thoughts in our minds. That's why we're impressed, because the Father, when He quickens, He shines light. He sows His righteousness. He sows His rest on our words, and because of that, His light of righteousness shines on what's already in us through Christ in us. Boy, I tell you, this is just so powerful. So Jesus, who is the Word of God, waits for the Father to quicken the words in our mouth to bring revelation. And that's why the word faith here means tranquility, peace. It's in that moment that Christ in me speaks the same exact scriptures, because the Father quickens. And that's why the word faith here also means to induce persuasive words. See, when we have a quickening revelation, we have been induced to persuade us to listen, to hear, to cause our words to be quickened, to cause us to hear. I'm reminded in the book of Proverbs, it says, "My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear." See, it also says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Well, this hearing from a covenant view is not what we used to think hearing meant. This hearing is when the Father lays hold of our words, quickens our words, and because of that, Jesus becomes the revelation of what we're reading. You know why? It says that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Jesus becomes the revelation because He is the Word of God. Hallelujah. That's good. Well, we're out of time on this episode. I'd like to encourage you to use the links below. And as you use the links,